Day three. Let's bring Tony Pauline onto the show via Skype. Tony Pauline from DraftInsiders.net. I got some numbers for you. I got some names for you. I got some questions for you. Let's start with the quarterback position. Hundley and Petty are out there. I don't believe the Eagles will make a move for them, but what kind of prospects are they, and why are they still on the board?
Oh, basically, you look at Hundley, he's a great physical specimen. He's got all the tools to play at the next level, but the fact is this, mechanically, he's poor, changes his point of release, really does not do a good job with his reads, very indecisive in the pocket, makes adverse throws, not accurate. I mean, makes wide-open receivers all too often work too hard to make the reception, which leads to a loss of opportunity running after the catch. Bryce Petty, you know, he's a pretty thrower, fundamentally sound. He's got a good arm, but the fact is, you know, those Baylor quarterbacks have not worked out well in the NFL. People who talked about their concern with Marcus Mariota moving from a spread system into an NFL type of offense, you got to times that by 10 when you're talking about Bryce Petty. So, you know, Hundley, you're looking at the decision-making, the fundamentals. Bryce Petty, you're looking about the time it will take before to get him ready before he's able to step under center in the NFL.
Tony, there's an offensive lineman who was expected to go higher, T.J. Clemmings. Is this all about a medical concern?
Two things about T.J. Clemmings. So actually, it's three things. Number one, he was overrated to begin with. I mean, people had him in the first round in January. That was ridiculous. He was never really a first-round prospect. Then he went to the Senior Bowl, and he performed poorly. He showed a lot of holes in his games, and NFL scouts and teams said, you know what, this guy may take a little bit of time before he's NFL ready. Then the medical comes into play. Still a legitimate prospect. He's good value right now. It's just that people were expecting too much from him early on, and he's more of a work in progress than a guy that you're going to plug and play from day one.
Also on the offensive line, Lael Collins is still there. Will a team make a run here? I mean, have teams now done their work on him and found something serious in this police issue, this investigative matter?
Well, I don't think the police are going to be sharing any information with NFL teams. What I had heard on Thursday was that, you know, they were looking into communications between Collins and the victim and potentially Collins' sister and the victim in the form of text messages. I don't know how true that is, but that's what NFL teams were told. Now, first thing is NFL teams were not going to draft Lael Collins until this is over, and it's not going to be over anytime soon. And then Collins comes out yesterday and says if he's not selected in either the second or third round, he's going to re-enter the draft in 2016, which he has the right to. Now, Collins is not going to get drafted. I'd be shocked if anyone, based on what happened Thursday and, what happened Wednesday and the statement yesterday that he's not going to play if he's not drafted in the second or third round, I'd be shocked if any team, you know, takes a flyer on him. Maybe somebody does in the seventh round, but then Collins has to sign a three-year deal with that team for seventh-round money. I don't think he's going to do it.
What about some of the prospects that the Eagles might consider at 113? The Eagles have a fourth-round pick, no picks in round number five, two in the sixth round, one in the seventh round. We look at it and say the Eagles need offensive line help, potentially maybe a safety, maybe somebody off the edge. Tony, give us a couple of possibilities.
You know, we already talked about T.J. Clemmings. I think he's good value. Trey Jackson of Florida State, very athletic offensive guard, did a terrific job blocking for Jameis Winston. A little bit of inconsistent in his game. I think he fits the Philadelphia Eagles scheme, but doesn't always play up to his level of ability, which I don't think Chip Kelly would like. But still, if you get him in there, you light a fire underneath him, and you get him to hit on all cylinders, you could have a player. Safety that I really like, James Sample out of Louisville. Guy who can cover the pass, guy who's tough against the run. He's not the greatest athlete, but really has a well-rounded, complete game. I think he's more than the straight-line type downhill safeties that the Eagles have on their roster right now. Really can be a three-down defender. Sample out of Louisville. Thought he was going to go last night in the third round. Think he's good value right now in the fourth frame.
Tony, another name. Mark Lewinsky, offensive line, West Virginia University. Could he be somebody the Eagles will zero in on?
I have him as a later-round pick. I mean, he is a nasty blocker, sort of a Jason Kelce type. Not as good on his feet as Jason Kelce, but really a tough slug-it-out type of guy. You know, played in that West Virginia system, which rarely uses a tight end, is more of a passing system. Yeah, I like his attitude. I like his fundamentals. Not a great athlete, but the type of guy that gets the most out of his ability.
Tony, regardless of position, look, we know that in the NFL draft, rounds 4 through 7, there are going to be some Pro Bowl players drafted here. Who do you like? Who's got that kind, potentially, that kind of upside in the draft on day 3?
Well, you know, here's one name for you, and as I look at my board to the left here, Ifo Ekwe-Olomou, the cornerback from Oregon. I mean, here's a guy who was coming into the season, was legitimately considered a mid-first-round pick, was the highest-rated cornerback by NFL scouts, has got a great body of work, was solid during his senior season. As Oregon was training for that semifinal game for the national championship against Florida State, tore a knee ligament. So he's kind of behind the eight ball right now. If you're patient with him, he's got terrific ball skills, a shutdown corner, doesn't have great size, but he's one of those guys that you take him in the sixth round, you give him time to rehab, 2 or 3 years down the road, he's going to be a very good player. Also like Darrell Williams, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma, sort of a right side type of player, either right tackle or right guard, strong mauler type. I don't know that he's all pro, but I think at this point in time, he's good value, could be a starter, really relatively early into his rookie season.
All right, Tony, let's let Eagles fans find out what you think so far. Three picks in with Aguilar, with Rowe, and with Hicks. How are the Eagles doing?
Overall, I think they've done a good job. I was not that high in the Aguilar selection. I understood why they took it, although I didn't think he was worth a mid-first-round choice. Then again, there were a lot of players taken in the bottom half of round one that weren't first-round value. We knew that going in. I thought Eric Rowe could be a potential steal in round two. He's got the physical skills to play in a variety of systems. He's a coachable guy. He's got the football intelligence that Coach Kelly likes, so I think that could be a major steal. I also like Jordan Hicks. Jordan Hicks was a player who, as a sophomore at Texas, looked like a star in the making, had a run of injuries which kept him on the sideline, came back as a senior, performed well. I think he'll do very well on the inside of the 34 defense that they play. Terrific run defender who also can cover. I mean, he's a three-down defender. It's just a matter of Jordan Hicks showing durability and being able to stay on the field. That could be a real steal for the Eagles.
Well, you are echoing the thoughts of one Chip Kelly, who said exactly that about Jordan Hicks last night. Three down linebackers, that's what we want on the Philadelphia Eagles. Tony, we'll check in with you a little later on today as day three moves along. Thanks so much, Tony Pauline. DraftInsiders.net. Merrill, the stage is set. Your prediction, round four.
I'm going to stay with the offensive lineman. I'm going to say that in round four, they will hit an offensive lineman. Maybe it's Jackson. Maybe it's Lewinsky. Maybe it's somebody we haven't thought of, but the odds are in my favor since they've gone 16 straight picks without an OL. I would think that this could be the pick.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. Offensive line, possibly a safety at this point. But we're just guessing. We're down here in the Xfinity studio. Chip Kelly and Ed Manowitz are upstairs. And I don't think they're tuned in to Eagles Draft Central right now.
No? Yeah. They weren't waiting for Tony's first pick?
They'll watch the archive.
Okay.
All right? They'll review us on tape. We'll be back in a bit after each pick. Now, we're going to be live again when the Eagles turn in the pick, and then we will continue through the analysis and the Chip Kelly press conference as well. We don't know what time that will be, so make sure you check your social feed for that. Also at 1:30, we hear from Eric Rowe and Jordan Hicks. They'll have their press conference meeting the Philadelphia media today. We thank you for joining us on our first portion of today's Eagles Draft Central, presented by Dietz and Watson for the great Merrill Reese. I'm Dave Spadaro, and we will talk to you in just a little bit as day three of the 2015 NFL Draft begins.